Yeah. Well, I mean, look, we're a little behind. We still got today's like the first day of daylight savings and ending starting. I don't even know how that works. Does it end or does it start now?
Who fucking knows?
I don't know. That shit is made up.
Yeah.
The point is, it happened. It's a myth. So, hello. Oh, what?
Hello.
How are you guys?
Hello.
No, all right. Watching Dune. Oh, yeah. We took the liberty of starting a movie while waiting for a response from you.
Both me?
Yes. No, both of you.
I do apologize. No. Something came up in the morning and I failed to notify you all.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you blew up your PC because you don't know how to build one. So that's why we didn't record yesterday.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what happened. But it's okay. You know, it works fine now.
For now.
There's no fires.
Does it work now?
Sorry.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, there's a fire extinguisher next to it just in case. Because you never know.
No. And especially seeing as you built it.
Marlo's new grill is actually the case of his PC now.
Yeah, I would enjoy that.
Yeah.
Hey, it's better than that bullshit piece of shit that you have. That, what is it? A Traeger or Krager or whatever it is?
Wow. Okay.
Traegers were good stuff.
They are.
They are for people who don't want to wait for their meats, and they don't want to learn how to properly start a fire, how to properly keep a fire going.
No, it just does it by itself. It's called what's the word I'm looking for?
Evolution.
Technology. Yeah, it's evolution.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Fun out of actually grilling.
It takes the what?
It takes the fun out of grilling.
Well, no, it makes it even better because I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah,
but I still get the results.
Yeah, here's the thing: if you like to sit around and do nothing, then sure, let's do it the Jesus way.
Hey.
Well, if you want to occupy 9 hours every day,
yeah,
just for a meal, then yes, of course.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I occupy 9 hours of my day for a meal because I'm drinking beer, I'm watching my dog run around the backyard, I'm on the phone with you bitches.
But see, I can do that and not have to worry about a fire.
Yeah, see, I do all that while making stuff and making food. Because I have a girlfriend who does that. But I take credit. Nice.
Of course. That's the only way.
Well,
that's one the only way. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I allow her to enjoy my company when I grace her with it. And in return, I get food and every now and then a hug.
Because
Lord knows it's too much flesh if it's anything below the cheeks. The boring cheeks, mind you.
You moved up to hugs?
I did.
Wow.
I did.
Must be nice.
Fourth base.
How's it feel?
Wow.
Fourth base. No, it's like you're trying to steal
that's
first.
That's an improvement.
Yes. My ex didn't hug me. She just kicked me in the nuts.
Well, that's how she showed her affection to you.
Well, yeah,
no
yes.
Wonder.
Much like my mother. Yeah.
Abuse was her love language.
And Carrie.
And Carrie.
Oh, yeah, shit, yeah. Oh, God, that hurt.
Oh, no.
No, that reminded me of a story. So last night, I was feeding Zelda. Mm. And I was putting the whore bowl down, and she was really excited, and she decided to punt me in the face with her nose. Oh.
So let's play Dog or Wife.
Okay.
What
are the rules?
No. We just ask Jesus questions, and it's up to you and I to figure out if Zelda is his dog or his wife.
Oh, that's a good
you
one.
You all should know. I talk about her all the time on both your streams.
Yes,
the wife?
And no one knows.
Yeah, this is true.
It's impossible to know.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't think I've ever had a story of just the wife.
No, right?
No,
it's always Zelda this, Zelda that. I'm like, all right, cool. His wife is named after a Nintendo character. Good on you.
Like, like Zelda.
If I was lucky enough to have that.
Like Zelda Williams.
Yeah.
Who's Zelda Williams?
Daughters and the daughter of Robin Williams.
Oh, yes, this is true. I knew that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, Robin Williams and I had, I wanted to say have, but we had a connection.
Yeah.
Both like to jerk off while being strangled.
I thought you guys had a pact. And,
we've all been found by our loved ones.
Well, how do you get the, that's how you get the tension just right, you know? You can't do it on your own.
No, see, I just, you know, when people walk in on me, walk into my suicide attempt, I just whip my cock out. I'm like, no, I'm just jerking off.
Yeah. Do you think that's how that started?
Well, for me, yes. I'll get there someday. I'll either come or go.
Come or go. That's actually should be the new name. Come or go.
Yeah.
Come or go.
Yeah, yeah. It's a hazardous game because, you know, you traumatize whomever walks in.
Yeah, but what's life without a little bit of risk?
Yeah, no, I really should stop making noises when I do that. Daddy, yeah, no! It's like, you know, people come to my aid.
No, but see, then you're setting yourself up to get caught.
Yeah, that's kind of half the fun. Just watching people get destroyed.
Oh, okay. Mm. I thought the goal is to... I thought the goal was to go.
It's not about the whole situation. It's about sending a message.
Yes.
To whom?
Yes. The world.
I don't know.
Oh,
to the world.
Putting it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Giving the middle finger to life.
Whip it out.
Yeah. So this is what? Episode
14,
yes.
14.
14.
13, I didn't have 14. 13
by 14?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think?
But question, I didn't have a working PC. Maybe you guys can help me out. Are we canceled yet?
No. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Let's get to work on that. Marlo?
Okay. Yes. Oh, sorry, jingle. Sorry. I don't know if you have drums in
it. Doing it anyways.
Well done.
Okay, good. I don't know if you had drums. If you're gonna add drums at some point, and but we did a little drum solo.
Yeah, and I don't know how long it is, so we might just be going for a few extra seconds or too short.
All right.
We don't know. I've always
tell
I know
the same thing.
But
yeah. I tell Anna the same thing.
Last and long is an issue most of the time.
Yeah.
Maybe about 5 seconds. You know, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, I'm happy.
It's all about efficiency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh,
let's
talk about something.
Okay.
Something that happened yesterday. Well, you both were there.
I was there?
Well, I was talking with both of you.
Okay.
Oh.
Mm. This Indian gentleman who stopped by.
Rav, what's his name?
Rashid, I think it was.
Something. Don't remember the name. I have it written down somewhere.
Rishev? It started with an R. I knew that.
Okay. And there was a K and a D in there. I'm pretty sure there was an I and an SH. Yes. So Rikidrvish wanted us to discuss... react to best of India.
Why India is the best part two?
Yes, why India is the best part two? And I've been giving this some thought.
Okay,
this was before I checked my Instagram spam filter, but so no. Well, Molly, you don't know this, but when you reach a certain level, a certain number of followers on Instagram, you get a spam filter automatically. And I checked that today because it said, oh, what, 9+? Because I just whittled it down to 7. And I was like, all right, let's check who it is. And it was Rikidvish. And he sent like, hey, fire emote and. But until I checked that, I was like, are we being targeted by foreign governments to spam the interwebs with their propaganda? I mean, I've been known to overthrow several, but
yeah,
it's been a while. What do you think? Because it is odd, isn't it?
It is.
That India just showed up?
Well, number one, why would you watch me? Number two, what an odd request.
But I would think, okay, here's two things. One, maybe he watched you because of proximity. Because you are close to India. Well, closer than me. You know what I mean?
Remember, he failed geography, so...
Yeah.
Wait. I'm talking about distance here. I played GeoGuessr. So you're closer to India than I am. Technically.
Well, I don't know about that.
Are we going to look this up?
Yeah, can someone?
Jesus?
Yeah, so someone pull that up. I can't because I'm recording the entire...
It's okay. Jesus, we need some facts.
Entire screen?
So in the meantime, Mala, where could one find you on said stream where we met this Indian gentleman?
Oh, on YouTube, which I think I'm only 3 subscribers away now from 100.
3 away from 100. If people would be so kind as to go press that, you know, subscribe button at youtube.com/Lawman, and then go to youtube.com and search for TBC Mala and press subscribe there so he can have his own... Yeah. Whatever.
Well, we got to do it the YouTube fashion way. You got to smash that subscribe button.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So
smash it.
What's
you got to smash
up, everybody?
It.
Please don't do that shit.
It's your boy.
It's annoying after a while.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I'm a big fan of Pete McKinnon, though.
It reminds me of.
No. You know who's the best at doing that shit?
Whom?
Corey.
From Corey's World.
Oh, Jacksepticeye. Yes, yes. Top of the border to you. No?
He says it with such enthusiasm.
I can't do that.
I'm more like, hello.
Well, welcome.
Sorry, I'm having some issues with my search engine.
It's okay.
Is it DuckDuckGo?
To that site.
No, it's Ask Jeeves.
Every time I type in anything...
Ask Jeeves.
Alta Vista.
Hey, Jeeves always brings up the correct information.
Yes, because Jeeves is a British trained butler.
Yeah.
We have the best ones. The white ones.
Yeah. Because they actually get paid.
Yeah. Don't forget. No whips.
What?
Okay, so that's my first thought, right? Maybe it might have been proximity.
Segway. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This is a segue. Speaking of butlers.
Oh, Lord.
Or two, what if, I'm just going to call him Ray at this point because I have no idea what his name is.
Ray.
Ray. What if Ray made Why India is the Best Part 2?
Oh, you want the views.
And wants us to react to it for the views so we can link it to the video.
Ooh.
So we can leak the video and then get him more views.
That's in fucking genius. That just makes me want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's a man at work, that.
Yeah.
Well, person, you don't want... Oh, God. Hey, I might have gotten us cancelled.
Why? You assumed somebody's gender?
I did.
How... dare you assume somebody's gender?
Hey, Raja Kindavar is a man's name.
Hold on, I'm gonna find out his name.
Yeah, go do that.
I'm gonna go to your
this
to your
is
thing.
Between Europe and sorry, not Europe, Norway and India, 7,000 kilometers.
Oh, that's not far.
No, this is between the U.S. center of the U.S. to India is 13,000 kilometers.
Yeah, but center. Wait. Now we're talking. You need to go Buffalo.
No, that's further out. That's the other way.
Oh, okay.
So if anything, actually, center is
not be
because the, I don't think it looks based off of like
it's only 12,000 kilometers from India to Buffalo, New York.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, see, there you go.
So see? It's, yeah,
1K less.
Mm. Oh, don't, Molo. Don't.
Damn.
Let's
look at that.
Let's play GeoGuessr.
Genius.
Let's play GeoGuessr. From my place to India, it's 14,000 kilometers.
Mm. Mm.
So basically, the center.
That's from Austin, Texas. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, the People's Republic of Texas.
The People's Republic.
Of course.
Yeah.
We shall stand again soon.
Well, I mean, Austin is going to be the People's Republic of...
Well, not stand, more like wheel. Forward.
Noma, do you not have... do you not have
later
comments?
On Google our governor.
Okay.
You'll understand why.
Yes. He's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Wheelchair.
Wheel? Cool whip?
Cool whip.
Go
on,
Hold on. I'm finding his name.
So going back to that thing, I do agree with Malo. I think he does have a fair point. Maybe this guy, Rashid, was trying to get more eyes on his...
Ritesh. R-I-D-D. R-I-D-D-H-E-S-H.
Radish.
There's a H. Ritesh.
Okay.
Radish soup.
Love what it. About Riddick? Can we go Riddick?
Riddick. Let's go Riddick.
Riddick. Okay.
Riddick Kandishavar. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up.
What's the last name?
Are we boxing someone?
Kalekar. Kalekar. Calico. Yes, Calico.
All right.
K-A-L-E-K-A-R.
Too many letters.
Yeah.
Riddick
again.
Kale Carr.
Kale chips.
Yes. Riddick Kale Chips.
All right.
But see, here's the thing, though. He says TikTok is banned in India.
Yes.
Which is true.
Okay.
Because it has bad relations with China.
Mm-hmm.
But a U.S. company took TikTok over.
No.
U.S. company.
They took operations only in the U.S. So they wouldn't be fined by Congress because it was a Chinese owned company.
Mm.
Yeah, it's all about the Benjamins, sorry.
Yeah, it is. Speaking about Benjamins.
Yeah.
Marlo.
Yes.
How are those shrubs doing?
Oh, actually, let me check. I haven't checked all day.
No, we were up since the dip because we had a 21% dip in 24 hours. I was like, motherfucker, he tricked me into buying shibs.
I did not trick you.
You were
not.
I didn't just nag. Go check out Marlo on Instagram. You'll see, like, oh, everyone just buy a sheep. We're going to the moon. Like, lordy.
Anytime that I hear somebody say to the moon, I'm wary of that shit.
To the moon!
Malo's new clan.
Yep.
Malo's new clan is all about pulling rugs on people.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys got into a Squid Game token because, I mean, I made out on that one.
Yeah. I mean, I just wish I would have cracked open the wallet and sold my Doge when it was at the top.
Speaking of...
It still might go up, though.
Yeah, well, I would have had 50K.
You still have GME?
Hello?
You still have GME?
No. I sold that a while back, and then I sold AMC a while back. I gave up on all that stuff because I was going through Robinhood, and Robinhood's a piece of shit. Yeah. So... Robinhood, they decided that they're going to prevent you from selling because everything's based off of what they're allowed to give out, right? And that's the situation with any sort of exchange is that they only have a certain amount of money to pay out, and if they don't have that money, then you can't complete the transaction, or they'll put the fees up so high to the point where, so that realistically, there's a guy that has $6 billion, I think it's like $6 billion in SHIB right now.
Okay.
He bought it a while back. Like, yeah, he owns the most amount of Shiba Inu, mm-hmm, I think, that anyone else has. But he can't take it all out at one time. That because sucks. For, well, for one, it would tank the coin. Mm. So the like, he wouldn't be able to sell it all in one single swoop.
Yeah.
And two, any exchange wouldn't have the money to give him for that. I mean, right, he obviously has taken out a couple million. That
we're not going to get our money back when we become billionaires.
Of not at one time. You're not going to get your money back right away. Dude, you'll freaking throw everything out of balance.
But here's the thing, though. Cashing out and reinvesting are two different things.
Mm, yes. Oh. Oh,
so,
yeah,
so you can't cash out, but you can exchange into something else.
So if you would move to Bitcoin,
mm-hmm,
then
that's more stable. So you should be able to cash out.
Well, yeah, and you should be able to transfer those Bitcoin over to a different wallet.
Well, that, and then also there's a lot more places that will accept Bitcoin as payment.
Yes.
Than they would SHIB or anything else, even like Ethereum. Mm. Ethereum is up like crazy.
Yeah.
Just do me a favor, don't invest on a vehicle.
Vehicle?
Yeah, there's like Tesla was taking Bitcoin as payment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But why would you spend something that is appreciating value for something that's going to depreciate within minutes after you take it out of the lot?
Yeah.
Because you have to buy a vehicle that will continue to appreciate in value with it.
So you buy a Bugatti, a Ford, Veyron, and stick it in a garage.
Or realistically, you can even buy a Toyota Land Cruiser.
Yeah, hey, after using it for 20 years, and yeah, you can still sell it to some terrorists. They'll stick an MG on top and just go ham.
And it's
why terrorists, just take it to Mexico, they'll buy it off of you.
That's what I said.
Yeah. No.
Hey, you calling me a terrorist now?
Dude, was I not?
Clear? Wow.
Sorry, you terrorist.
Just because I have the beard and yes, I don't care.
Hey, when I can grow a beard, you can call me a terrorist as well.
I'll wrap something around my head and
call it good.
Pull jihab.
Say that again. Pull what?
Jihab.
Jihab.
Texas style. Yeehaw!
It's a yeehaw because it's Texas.
We all know what you're trying to say. Jihad. Yeah?
Yeah.
And you're mixing it up with hijab. And mixing it up with hee-yaw.
No.
Wow.
Yeehaw.
Them's
yeehaw. That's a whole level of pun that I'm not ready for.
Yeah, no, that was too deep even for me. I know you love it.
Yeah, that's.
Is that why you married somebody that was in the petrol industry? Or that drilling? The drilling.
He doesn't know. They don't have that there.
Oh, that's true. They don't have that.
What? Also, we have more oil than you do. This is fine.
How do you not know how they extract it then?
Because I don't need to know. I'm not one of the people on the floor digging it up, sucking it up, and hammering it out. I just reap rewards, baby.
We don't really suck it up. It's pressurized. So it just kind of comes out.
Fracking, causing earthquakes, and letting people light their water on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's the best way.
Do you know what we do? We get that oil out of the ocean, refine it, we sell it to you lot, and you ruin the world. We sit back, reap the rewards, and live off of clean energy.
Well, not us technically, because we get some of ours from Canada.
We get it from Canada and from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
We want cheap oil.
They should get it from down the border. Mexico has oil as well.
Yeah, Venezuela as well, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, but that's not working.
The thing is, Mexican oil, it's owned by the people.
Yeah, and you lot don't fuck with socialists.
No.
Goddamn commies and your cheap gasoline. Oh, by the way, yeah. we
Wait. Cheap
what?
Cheap gasoline. Right?
Yeah.
What's gas where you're at?
Oh, more expensive than you have. Because you know, we extract it ourselves and refine it and sell it back to our own people at an alarming price. It's
yeah, so it's 20 it's like California
per liter. So that would be like $2 a liter, and there's 4 liters in a gallon.
Roughly, yeah. I think it's like three something.
Yeah.
Something or so. Yeah, because Vela.
Yeah.
Sent that Snapchat with him crying. Because it was like, I think like 1,000 krona or something like
1,000 krona, yeah.
And I was like, what is that equal to? He's like, about 120 bucks.
Yep. Yeah, and that's a tiny tank as well. That's no truck.
Yeah, no. I'd cry.
That's a tiny BMW.
I can't even fill up the tank on my vehicle anymore because they have a $75 limit.
Why?
At the gas station. Because I use card. So whenever you insert the card, there's a $75 limit on cards. So if I wanted to fill up, I'd have to put it back.
Yeah, here's the
pump
thing.
Pump again.
I find odd. Do you guys not use debit cards normally?
I only use cards the majority of the time.
Yeah, but
or like Venmo or PayPal. Credit? Debit.
Oh, okay.
Dipped. Yeah. It's all about the dipped.
Okay, because has that always been the thing, or was it more common to use credit cards?
I don't know. My dad always told me, "Don't spend money you don't got." So,
you don't spend money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't got it.
There you go. Yeah.
But see, the other thing too is I normally don't deal with cash. Like I don't. Mm. I'm not a big cash person because I.
I haven't sketchy. Held money for over a year. Oh, no, wait, almost 2 years since I held a bill.
Really?
Yeah. We don't use it. It's almost paperless. Transactions here. You know, when I ran the shop, I rarely had to count the till because there was no cash transactions.
Yeah. That's what I was hoping that we transitioned to here, but
I never carry cash anymore.
Yeah, and nowadays all shops have like your own checkout. You don't have a cashier, so no one takes cash.
Well, I think the thing that kind of helped push the U.S. was coronavirus, because obviously with cash it's not really allowed. Or
yeah, when they thought that you can catch it by touching something.
Yeah.
Mm.
But then people would put in strippers' underwear, then use roll it up and use it to snort cocaine out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, man. Different story.
That COVID high is back, great, though.
Going back to the gas prices.
Gasolina.
Across the border.
Sorry. Had to.
Across the border, a liter is 22 pesos, which is about 921 krona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Per liter.
Yeah,
that's and we about make dollar, it ourselves. A bit over a dollar.
Hardworking men and women is, just churning so it out.
But you're
not that expensive, not that different from you guys, right?
Oh no, it's half the price. Mm.
And we also make it over ourselves over there.
Yeah,
but see, the thing is, Norway is also in a is in the same situation as California, because California, they refine their own oil mm-hmm. and sell it back. So in order for it to be sold in the state, it has to go through one of the refineries.
Yeah.
But then also gas prices there are like $6.
Oh, wow.
$6 a gallon.
Yeah, California is expensive. That's the reason why they're migrating to tech.
Mm.
Yep.
That and, but that you know, the silly COVID rules.
Yeah.
What COVID rules? What are you talking about?
Yeah,
we don't have any COVID rules here.
No, not in Texas. No, but in California.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, we had a little thing going on saying who's going to be more strict, New York or California, and California won that one by a little bit.
Of course.
Well, yes, because New York is essentially a lawless dystopia, right?
No, it's one of the strictest states in the country.
Stupid. No, I meant like the city.
Oh, the city? I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hello, you live in the sticks, no? Comparatively.
You consider it, yes.
Yeah.
What's
the homeless situation?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Hmm. Do you see any?
Rarely.
Hmm.
Maybe once or twice. Like, I'll see someone when I'm in, like, the city of Buffalo, but
okay.
not too much.
What about you, Jesus?
Well, the situation here is, I want to say, not so well handled.
Okay, so you have homeless.
We do have homeless. Mm. I walked down, actually went yesterday downtown to my town. It's historic place, was established back in the 1800s. Beautiful buildings whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the plazas that we have there, there was people already sleeping on between the buildings.
Hmm.
Pretty much a tent city at the end of town.
Yeah, because that's the beautiful thing about Norway. You know, in the summer we have homeless, but in the winter they just, you know, disappear. And next summer you get new homeless people.
Because it's cold.
Yeah, they die.
And then there was a situation here where one of the homeless guys actually was sleeping at a bus stop and he froze to death.
Yep.
So they've been trying to work on that and at least get him into some sort of shelter or...
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That's what you got.
Yeah.
But speaking of that problem, of course, that was a joke. I don't think they play games, but they do deserve to die. Now,
well, unless they're in Vegas. Hmm? Unless they're in Vegas. Las Vegas, lose it all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we, back in the day, it was illegal to to beg for stuff in my state. Sure. It was illegal. So we didn't have a problem with beggars. You know, the junkies would go to one of the organizations and get a job where they would sell magazines, well-written magazines. So, you know, you could pay whatever you wanted for it, 5 kroner, 500 kroner. So every time I got paid, I was like, hey, the guy next to my shop, he had a dog. He super obedient. They loved each other. It was obvious. So I always paid 500 kroner, 50 bucks for a magazine, you know, so we could buy dog food. And then they changed the rule because it was inhumane that people needed to have a job, work for a living. So they opened up for begging to be legal. You know what happened?
Everyone quit their jobs?
No. Not the Norwegian junkies, no. But what happened was, because we're in the, what is it, EEC? European Economic Zone?
Union?
EEZ?
Coalition?
Coalition? Who the fuck knows? It's us, Iceland, Switzerland, and one of those tiny rich ones.
Yeah.
Liechtenstein, I think.
Oh, yes.
Tiny kingdom. I think it was Liechtenstein who got invaded by Austria, and the Austrians were like, oh, sorry, didn't mean to start a war. And when they left, they came back with one extra dude. Either way, they just
the guy didn't like in Liechtenstein, so he left with them.
They just made a friend. But either way, because of that, you can travel freely between European countries and our countries, which are not in the Union. So when they opened up for beggars to come and hang out and, you know, beg, that introduced bands of mostly Romani people to hang out on the street, beg for money, and, it's so terrible. And after some investigation, they found out that, these people get driven into town in a very nice white van, dropped off, and get money. Then they go back to living underneath a bridge. Of course, it's not glamorous.
Yeah.
And so it was essentially a mob.
The homeless mafia?
Homeless mafia. So anyway, a couple of years of this went on, and then the city, because we are very liberal, we take care of our people, even though they're not our people. They decided, hey, let's build them a house. They cannot live underneath the bridges. It's cold, you know. So they built them a house. 1 week into them living there, it was nothing but shit on the walls. They had had a fire. There was trash everywhere. So that was like 30 million krona in nothing. They just gave some TVs to these people who stole them and went back to the bridge. Begging should be illegal.
Well, it seems like they've kind of, they're choosing that life at that point.
Yeah. I didn't choose this life. This life chose me.
Well, that building that you say we call them the projects.
Yeah, well, this wasn't a neighborhood. They built a building specifically for this group of people. You know, the junkies, they have somewhere else to go. They get houses.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So what's the easiest way to get into to the country? Should I say I'm homeless or should I say
refugee? No, you go to the border and just walk through, wave your passport, American. They go, oh, hello. And they,
so I can't do that then.
No. You'll go, Mexicano. And they'll go, the fuck out of here. Yeah, no. No, we... Hey, you're so...
I brought food.
No. I mean, Mexican is so exotic. And your people, both of you, this people, make our favorite foods. So I bet you could just say whatever you want.
Tacos.
Yeah.
All walking like a king.
Yeah.
I brought tacos.
Yeah.
See, but the thing is, I feel like we have to look the part, right? So we have to get like
Marlo, the you're generic the whitest sombrero. Mexican in the world.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you are.
I'm only beat by Canelo.
Oh, yes.
Canelo Alvarez.
This is
he's
true.
The he's whitest
a ginger.
He's the whitest.
He's
Mexican.
The whitest.
He's the whitest Mexican I've ever seen in my life.
Claim the gingers.
No.
Yeah, he's ginger.
Yeah.
Super.
Mm.
What was the story? His parents moved to Mexico, right? Something like that. His parents moved to Mexico and then they had him there. So he's Mexican by birth.
So like Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or yep. Who's that person that says she was 1% native?
Yes.
Elizabeth Warren.
Yes. Elizabeth Warren. Yeah. She was, no, she, it was less than 1%. It was like 0.0008.
Yes.
Yeah. And she got
so
into
technically
Yale.
She wasn't lying that she was
no, but hey, native? By that standard, I'm fucking African. Come on.
Yeah, I could be considered African as well at that point. Actually, hold on. I can tell you exactly what I am.
I don't want to do that because I'll get linked to so many things.
Yeah, because I know Malo is what we call a mole from Mexico.
Mole is only...
Like the food?
I only know of that like this. Wait. This is mole.
Oh, that's Mali.
I did that yesterday.
Hey.
There's a difference.
No invite on that one?
No, do you know how expensive that is? Come on.
Yeah, it's imported. Everything's imported there.
Yeah.
I'll make sure to take my own Mali when I go.
Apart from the psilocybin, we grow that shit.
Well, yeah, it's
and
basically...
some good marijuana.
Don't think so. I don't think we grow that.
And some good chiles to go
with. Oh, story time. So I used to live in the center of town, in the old part. We have a part of my city is built in a square. All the roads are damn straight.
Yes.
So top eastern part of town is all old 400-year-old wood buildings, and I lived in one of them. Just down the street, two blocks, is the police station in the middle of town, tall building, And next to the police station, in between the police station and one of those old buildings, there was, you know, flowers. And someone just went, marijuana seeds, that, and that. So the police, you know, they come and go to work every day. And they noticed some lady was, you know, cutting the flowers. One of the police guys went over like, hey, you shouldn't be doing that because that's government property. She was like, I'll tell you, it's not. And he was like, what do you mean? No, I planted these myself. You can't do that. That's government property. What did you plant? And he took a closer look. He's like, oh, well, you're coming with me. So she just planted weed next to the police station.
Well, I mean, it's where you least expect it, right?
Yeah.
And the thing is, she could be charged with possession of narcotic with intent to distribute in the states. Because she's
depending on what state. Depending on what state.
Well, Texas.
Oh, yeah, Texas. You guys haven't legalized weed yet? I'm amazed.
No, they haven't.
I'm amazed.
It's been on the books for like maybe 2-3 years already.
It's so odd because was it January 1st, dispensaries are going to be opening up here in New York, and well, now they can't arrest you. They changed the application process so you can't get drug tested for marijuana anymore.
Ooh. Not even jobs or, you know, employers,
any employer, they can't test you for marijuana, so they can test you for everything else.
Yeah, which is weird.
But yeah, that's
fucking strange. Hey, if I want to do some I'm gonna eat some mascara on the weekend, I should be allowed.
Yeah,
it's in my culture to go bizarre.
If you want to ride the lightning, whatever, man.
Yeah,
you do you.
Yeah.
But
if I want to eat some peyote, maybe.
Can they?
That's an experience
for peyote.
Don't think I'm assuming it might be under another, like they might be testing for a specific drug in that.
No, there might be. Because peyote, that's really, really expensive, right? Because that's from the cactus, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that cactus grows really, really slow. I've heard.
That's why my family's allowed to.
From my limited research on the subject, I think it's by the way, maybe in 5 years we'll see if anything changes.
Yeah,
technically, but traditionally, certain cultures can use it
because it's part of their.
It's part of our ritual.
Rituals, yes, rituals. I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's part of my rituals too.
Oh, nice. Our rituals?
Probably yes, if your family comes from the same area as mine.
So,
Central Mexico?
Who's listening and watching to know that Jesus, this dude, who hates to use profanity, is a hardcore drug addict.
I wouldn't say hardcore.
Because technically it's still considered part of our culture.
It wouldn't be funny if I didn't say hardcore.
That is true.
And I'm all about the fun. By the way, speaking of drugs.
Speaking of drugs. Oh, okay.
Here's
drugs one.
Ah, you don't see it. Wait.
You got to hold your hand over the thing.
Cocaine?
You got to.
Can't
do one of these.
No, because it's
other way around.
Autofocus. This.
There you go.
That's tobacco, and so is this. But this is the fun kind.
What's the difference?
Oh. This has other stuff as well.
Oh. Was it dipped?
It's mostly less tar. Tar substitute.
Is it?
Mrs. Loma, she I've been doing that since I was 14. So yeah, more than half my life I've been doing these. And Mrs. Loomis, she does nothing. She barely drinks. She has maybe one Irish coffee if we're celebrating something.
Okay.
But she was down in the dumps the other day. Well, a couple of weeks ago. She was like, I'm so tired. I'm like, baby, take one of these. She's like, I don't want to. No, you do. And mine is super strong. It's S5, strength 5. And
she out of what scale?
1 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So 5. Okay.
She does nothing. And I gave her one of those. And she was like, wait, are you supposed to feel dizzy? I'm like, yes. That's the entire point. So
that's how you know it's working.
Yeah. So she was in a bliss. You could just see everything was just amazing and lovely. She's like, I'm going to go lay down. Like, yes, baby, you go lay down. I'll bring you a blanket and something to drink. And by the time I came back, the nicotine shock hit her. And she was like, I think I'm going to throw up. I was like, don't take it out. It might get better. It didn't.
It might get better.
You got it worse.
Yeah, it got so much worse. She was out the rest of the evening. And I'm talking like, this was at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, so I had to bring her back to bed. She felt terrible. Lots of fun for but me, she, though. I loved it.
But she had a good time in between those two stages.
Yes. Those 10 minutes were pure bliss.
Yeah.
So, Molo, do tell. How African are you? Can you get into a university? Or are you allowed on a basketball court?
I mean, I have been told that I can jump.
You can't jump. What, I've seen you jump.
White men usually can't.
Okay, so do I put it all together?
No, Northern I just want to hear the African one.
It's different. It's different countries. Black. It's different countries in Africa.
Oh, go.
So Northern African, 3%.
That's not a country.
Well, it's just the general area, so I don't know if it'll show you. So it shows you the general area up here, right? And then it shows you, like, this part is just its own separate country.
Wait, is that?
Here, hold on, let me.
Yeah, go down. Let's see. From the bottom, Italian, Irish, Indigenous, America's Chile, Indigenous, America, Ecuador, Senegal. Oh, Senegal, wow. Maybe you can jump. That's 1%. European Jewish, 2%. Southern Italy, 2%. Northern Africa, 3%. Portugal, 3%. Basque, 5%. That's Spain, for those of you who don't know, Molo. Spain, 30%. Wow. Indigenous Americas, Mexico, 50%.
You can see when the conquering happened.
Yes.
it's only 50%.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. You ready?
Hmm.
I found this information out and, I asked my mom and she's like, oh yeah, you know, it's funny because you're adopted. She's like, your great grandfather actually moved from Spain to Mexico and then met your great grandmother on my mom's side. And then that's where that mixture came in along with obviously, you know,
Cortez.
Conquistadors. Yes. Mm. So that kind of bumped me up in that scale.
Yeah. I've never done one of those, but you know, from my complexion and my icy blue eyes, I would imagine I'm mostly ice dragon.
You would be surprised though.
Yeah, I do know there's some Irish and English in there, but we're essentially just pasty. It's
pasty white.
I don't know, I'd Draconian like to see ice. That I donate to that cause.
I find that scary, though. I don't want to know.
Why?
Yo, what if I'm Danish?
Or Swedish.
Or Polish.
Or Polish.
Hey. I've dealt enough with those people.
Yeah.
Now, I know at least...
Imagine Loma's Finnish.
No, I don't do well in the heat or the cold. So, no.
Just a general little bubble.
I just generally hate waking up in the morning or in the evening. You know what? just hate being alive, really.
Just hate waking up in general.
Yeah. If I don't wake up, I'm happy.
But it hasn't happened yet, though.
I know for at least on my father's side, it's Norwegian for at least 18 generations. And 16. My mother's side is more dirty, though. There's some English in there.
Yeah, I think Anna did hers too as well. And hers is... Mine fits on my screen. Right? Oh. Hers, you have to keep scrolling.
Oh, so she's properly European?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just a mixture of everything.
You had no Mongolian in that?
No.
Huh. What is it? Like 5% are related to Genghis Khan?
Yeah, he'd like to spread his influence everywhere. Yeah.
He'd like to spread his seed around the world.
He did.
Some people even call him the farmer.
Some people, some farmers he burnt.
He took their place?
Yeah. Look at me. I am the farmer now. But you imagine, right? Because you have Genghis Khan, this massive leader of men, this murderer, this bloodthirsty Hun.
Who was like 5'5"?
Like 4'8".
He had little man syndrome.
Yeah. You know...
He was another Napoleon?
Napoleon was 174, I think, which was just on average. That was propaganda.
Well, what about even like El Chapo? El Chapo was
he was tiny.
Was he 5'5"? 5'3"?
Yeah, Chapo is tiny.
Anything under 6 feet is wolf.
You barely made it.
Hey, I'm 6 feet plus.
Yeah.
6 feet even.
You're 6 feet with your shoes on.
No, then I'm 6'3".
No. I got it.
Wait, the 70s left the US? Oh. Well, I only wear plateau shoes.
By the way, speaking of those.
Speaking of plateau shoes, wow.
Yeah. See, we're on something here. This is a very good segue.
Let's go.
Did you know that there's actually a high-end shoe company or high-end company that makes high-heel Crocs?
Just because they're expensive doesn't make it high-end.
The company,
I'm going to ask the question that nobody has asked yet. Why?
I don't know.
Nurses with prostitutes on the side? I don't know.
When you're taking care of patients at 6 but have to hit the club at 7.
There you go. Or a very, very special hospital, that only work with people with erectile dysfunction.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
that could be
it. Shit, Molo, we're going to be billionaires.
Let's
call all the floozies, you know. We've got a job for them.
I got two right here.
Here, you guys ready for this?
I think 9 is a bit young, Jesus.
No, I was talking about you two.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Sorry, I had to. No, high-heeled Crocs. Oh, Balenciaga. Okay, wow, that is a high-end company. Okay.
Sold out of every color but pink. At the time that is the screenshot.
For fuck's sake. Don't. No. Mrs. Luma, these are not real. It's all a joke. Balenciaga is like the Onion of clothing news sites.
Oh, I thought that was Gucci.
Yes. As well.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Lucky for me, Mrs. Luma is more about the comfort than she is the style.
But see, here's the deal. Mm. You can actually have both.
No, you can't.
In one.
No. No.
You can have the style and you can have the comfort.
She did buy Crocs the other day. Granted, she works in a care unit, so wearing Crocs at work is fine as long as I don't have to see the damn things. But she actually bought some for home, and she wore them inside because, you know, winter and stuff.
Hardwood floors, they get cold.
They do get cold. No, but you know,
Oh, she didn't get the insulated ones.
But
Mrs. Loma, if you're listening to this, they make insulated ones. Well, actually, they make two different ones. They make one with an insulated insert, so like that you can put your feet in and it's like comfy and warm. And they also make like a full-on boot as well for the winter. Those have like the actual like their ankle high.
Sorry about that, everyone. We had some technical difficulties with with the podcast, but we are back.
Look at the Crocs.
The question is, how does he know about those things?
Because
you would only know that if you actually wear them yourself.
I don't wear them myself, but because Anna needs comfort, Anna got some Crocs.
Oh God, I can't believe you said that out loud. You're married to that thing.
Yeah,
that is having your baby is walking around in Crocs, Marlo.
No, actually, you want to see what he's going to be walking around in? You ready?
Yeah. See what?
You ready to see what he's gonna be walking around in?
Yeah, I know what he's gonna be walking around in.
Oh, so we have him.
By the way, speaking of footwear, that's comfortable.
And that's not sunshine, right?
What?
That he's not walking on sunshine?
Oh, no, not sunshine.
He's gonna be born into the Marlo family. Come on.
Yeah, no sunshine there.
No, Jesus doesn't want him for a sunbeam. Okay, those are kind of cute.
wait.
Those ones are brown. Nice.
Wow.
Square toe, brown?
Brown, for sure.
I will let you guess how much these cost.
$600?
US made?
Mexico.
Mexico made? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
$60?
Want to say about maybe $40.
Okay. Loma?
I said 600.
600? No. $17 in Mexico.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I went too high on that one.
These were 12.
Yeah, there you go. But I found some North
Face. He needs a pair of cowboys.
Slippers that I kind of want to get.
North Face slippers?
Yes. Oh, and Jesus left. That was great.
You said North Face, and he's like, nah.
He's like, I'm out.
I'll be right back. Let me charge something.
Okay. How dare you bring North Face into this?
What's wrong with North Face?
That's why Jesus left. That's his impression. He's like,
Over to something else. Something I like much more than baby shoes, women, or babies. Mass shootings. Because you went to Cancun, didn't come back. You came back not too long ago, no?
Yeah. Went in September.
And I told you, because your reasoning to go there instead of Norway was to give your pregnant, lovely wife some peace and calm. And I said, peace and calm. So many people get shot and killed in Mexico. And you were like, oh no, this is Cancun. This is fine. There's no problems there.
Yeah.
I know
what happened.
Can you tell me what happened in this fancy Mexican place of yours? We went to relax with your pregnant wife. That's super.
That was that's the city of Cancun, though. We weren't in the city. We were about an hour south of the city.
Right. The place where no criminals go.
Yeah, because there's not enough people to worry about. But here's the thing. You guys want to know a fun little fact?
Let's go.
The last time I went to Mexico, on our way back, because obviously you have to turn off your phone and everything like that, I landed in New York City for my transfer, and everyone was calling me and asking me if I was okay. And I was like, yeah, we're fine. You know, we took a flight. We're over here. We're switching over. They're like, oh, because there was an earthquake in Mexico. And it happened...
Oh, yeah. It happens right after you left.
It happened right after I left, yeah. Ooh. It's about 30 minutes after I left, the earthquake hit.
Same area?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. But before that, the time before...
I'm not saying a word.
You want to say it or want to say it? Oh, should I say it?
You go, Jesus.
30 minutes before he left, he jumped. That was a ripple effect.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't say that.
Wow.
Because Moloch can jump.
Yeah. No, I can. I'm 3%. I can jump.
Not at that weight. But, dude. Sorry. I'm sorry. I love you.
It doesn't matter. The 3%, it doesn't change.
It's enough to take him off the ground.
Yes. Yeah. Black people, as we know, levitate. It's the secret ingredient in the African water, and it stays in the blood for generations.
Wait, there's water in Africa?
See, I would laugh, but I know he means it. Because Molo, how many name a country in Africa?
South Africa.
Oh, okay. Hey, good on you.
Hey,
he got one.
Can you name three?
Ethiopia, Uganda.
Oh. Okay.
I don't. This is all I'm seeing from my spam emails.
This is fine. This is more than I asked for.
Nigeria. Because I'm waiting on a return on that one too. He asked for $5,000 and he gave me $1 million once his fund cleared up. So.
But that's more than I asked for, and I am proud.
Thanks.
He has been studying.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Norway has either states or provinces.
It's or weird territories. To do it in English, we have regions.
Regions, okay.
Yeah, so, all right. We just had a massive shift to that, so I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way.
Okay.
We have Norway that's then separated into essentially four parts. Middle, north, east, west, south.
Five. That's five parts.
Math is not something I do.
Okay.
So five parts.
Okay.
And
four plus one. Hmm? Got it. Four plus one. Got it.
Yeah. No one counts the northern part because we don't know. What
middle.
Saying.
Hmm? Well, middle is kind of. It could be either east or west, right?
No. Because Norway goes like it's thick in the, but it kind of looks like a cock.
Okay.
So the middle part is.
If you
head, your arms out, you're. Every which way.
Yeah, so it's head, shaft, left and right ball.
This is true. I am in the gooch. That's where I live.
The gooch.
Denmark is the arsehole of Scandinavia. Because it stinks, it's full of dirty hair, and no one really wants to be there. Either way, brought from the freaks, of course. You know, the rim lovers. Either way, so Norway is divided into five general parts. Then you have 19 smaller parts divided into a whole bunch of tinier parts. And everyone has a local administration who administers. And inside of that, you have cities that also... It's just a red tape mess.
So what you're saying is confusion wrapped in a mystery, wrapped in some bacon.
That looks like a dick.
Yeah, and as nice. We know, I do have an affinity for cock.
Mm. Mm. I mean, it makes sense now.
Yes.
You know, because visualizing Norway, you cannot not like cock at that point.
No. It's, it's, sometimes you get some bumps on there. Sometimes it's green. You just have to love all the varieties of cock. Norway.
Well, Well, the great thing is, at least now I can understand your guys' education system because you put in human anatomy and geography all in one.
Yes. And sometimes the human anatomy gets put in you. by the government. You know, if you are confused about how stuff works, they'll show you.
Yes, they will.
Yeah. You grow an appreciation of violation.
Yeah, they put it on the table, bend you over to make sure you see it very closely, and then make sure you get
closer. With the penis.
And then further, and then closer.
The government subsidized penis.
Government issued?
No. You know, democratically elected, but no, not government issued. That was, yeah.
Okay.
That's the Swede that we have?
Yeah, no, see, the Swedes. Here we go. All right, let's talk about the fucking Swedes. I like a couple of Swedes, particularly Abba.
Okay.
But the Swedes we have an affinity for human cock. The Swedes, they like to call themselves fancy. I just say it's bestiality because they go for the ducks. That's why you don't see any ducks in Sweden. Because they're like, oh, no. Don't go over the border. The Norwegians will shoot you and eat you. The Swedes, they'll fuck you. It's they keep you alive, but they will violate you. Because like the ducks, the Swedes, as far as I know, have a curved penis. Even the women. That's why they're so tall. Because of the curved penis.
Are you sure it was a woman, the last one you saw?
I reject your reality and substitute my own. Thank you very much.
Well, she said she was. So,
that is true.
No, I promise. I'm a woman.
What was
how dare
name?
You?
Over her shoulder and took you away.
How dare you assume my gender?
It's really ma'am, please.
Oh God, that video of the dude in the GameStop.
Oh no!
It's ma'am. Whoa, you sure?
Yeah,
you best lay off those human growth hormones. It's not good for you. Look at your throat. The Adam's apple is about to choke you. No,
it's not an apple anymore. It's a tree.
Yes.
It's past that point.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh yeah. So yeah, Marlo dodged both bullets and the fury of Mother Earth. You should have come to Norway. Do you know the last time we had a national crisis? Do you know when that was?
About a month ago with the guy with the bow?
No, that was just a happy accident. Our national crisis was in 1945 when some weirdos stopped greeting the Germans.
That it was like 20 years ago when you were born?
No.
No.
I was never registered. The shame was just too much. And they didn't know how to spell fucking arsehole. So a birth certificate, I don't have. I've been arrested several times for being mean to police officers. Excuse me, sir. What's your name? Fucking arsehole. All right, you're coming with us. It takes some time, and then they figure out, oh, God, he stinks. We'll just throw him back out where we found him.
I also forgot to mention I dodged a bombing as well.
Should have come to Norway. I'm telling you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can, honey, you can look these up.
Do you want to go to Afghanistan and relax a bit?
I was going to say that.
No. They blew up, what was it? I think they blew up a ferry going from Cozumel to Cancun. Overall, a beautiful place, though. Very relaxing. You know, the housing is pretty cheap in Cozumel.
It's a great workout as well. You just
And they gave you a blast resistance suit as well to go with.
Yeah. They tell you, be like, oh, you know, you get a discount here because this is in the blast radius.
Oh, hey. When Yellowstone eventually blows its top.
Yeah.
How long until you feel it?
Hold on, I have to look that up. It'd be a while. I don't think we'd get like immediate effects, but obviously like the ash and everything from that would cover that, you know, most of the north.
Yeah,
most of the north one.
Oh, fun fact. Every spring, my car gets orange because of dust from the Sahara Desert.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you guys get that as well.
It travels. I don't think it hits.
Kind of.
Yeah, I don't think it hits us as hard, but you're closer, so.
Yeah.
Every spring, my car gets yellow, but it's because of the freaking pollen of the trees.
Yeah, that's bad here as well. And, you know, here in the south, we have so many birch trees. And I'm definitely allergic. It's no fun. That's why we built the HVAC system. It's a special one that does pollen. And not that it helped me this summer.
We have a lot of oak and mesquite. And you can see all the tree jizz on all over the cars.
Yeah.
Tree jizz.
Yeah, it is. Or that's what it is.
Trizz.
Yeah, trizz.
Oh God, honey, I got trizzed on my way to work today.
It was amazing. Yeah. There was more than one tree. It was a good time. I don't recommend it though. I'm gonna go take a shower now because I'm a little filthy.
You became a too cocky.
It was a tree cocky.
Tree cocky. Wow. Oh Lord.
Sorry, I had too much to drink today.
Ladies and gents, that's how we'll get cancelled. Not with a bang, but with a whimper. Oh, by the way, my old shop, the one I started 10 years and 5 days ago. 10 years and 5 days ago. I started my shop, and last week it got converted into a hot dog stand.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're not doing well.
They moved the shop, and the ones who took over, they sell sausages. it hurts my feelings.
What?
You said that kind of sausage?
It's elk. Locally sourced elk.
Oh, so it's thick sausage.
So it's actually very good. But then again, it looks so cheap. It's like this dude who just has a lot of wood. Sausage.
Selling sausages?
Sausage. Yeah. He has some land and he has... and he just doesn't take care of the shop. And I spent... I'll just imagine how many hours I spent on keeping that shit nice. And now some... hoodlum has taken over. Granted, he's 60 and he's a farmer, but still a hoodlum.
Hoodlum.
Yeah. That's a good word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could use it.
Yeah. It's more for inner city children.
But see, the thing is there an age limit to being considered a hoodlum?
As long as you live in a neighborhood and you're lumming, then no. It's been a while since I
shouldn't be an age limit.
So it's because he owns a farm. Is he a farmlum?
Depends on the amount of farmage being done in the area.
The farmage or the lummage?
I think there's a limit for both.
There has to be a higher concentration of lummage over farmage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
The ratio.
It will not just be just a farm.
The ratio of lum versus farm.
Higher lummage than farmage?
Yeah, yeah.
Farmosophy?
But you know who doesn't? Yeah.
Pharmacy?
The lum scale.
Pharmacy? Pharmacy?
But you know who doesn't? You know who doesn't have farm lums or hood lums?
No.
India.
Oh. What does India have, Molly?
I don't know. There's two parts to the video, so and they might have a lot. They have so much it has to be in two.
What they do have is the only rocket built with parts brought in by bicycle.
Yes, yes. Did you see when they moved the rocket? The video?
No, I haven't seen it. Finished it off. That's,
the red rocket? You finished it off?
No, I haven't finished it.
Oh, I thought you said, I finished it off. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure you did.
I was waiting for you for that, but no.
No, yeah.
I'll keep on waiting.
That brings us to today's sponsor of the podcast, which is, can anyone guess it?
Is it Red Hot Hot Dogs?
Jesus?
Nope.
No. Well, it's the one, the only YouTube. Because Marlo and I, we spend our time on YouTube, and I think you might be there as you're watching this video. If you're on Spotify, fuck you. Everyone can go to youtube.com/Lawman and press subscribe, or they can go to youtube.com and search for TBC Marlo and help him to 100, so I don't have to say go search for him. YouTube.com, your source for Marlo and Lawman.
And cat videos.
Yes.
Yes.
And videos about India.
Yes. Two parts. We're only worried about the second part.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Don't watch the first one. We will know. He's hiding.
I feel like we should watch the first one.
Then I'll lose the subscriber.
I want to watch the first one tonight.
And then we'll tell Riddick that we just. He's like, yeah, it was a pretty good video. We watched part one.
All right, boys. I am going to go back to the Mises and watch the last part of Dune.
Dune.
Yeah,
I think we might watch. No, but not I think yet. we might watch that actually right now. Because my case hasn't came in here yet, and it says it's not going to be here until probably 9:45.
Ooh.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm gonna go have some drinks. I'll see you guys later.
Enjoy. Bye, everyone. All four of you. I mean, what?
All three and a half of you, and anyone from India. We love you.
He's not that short.
But
be kind.
Only if you live in the second part of India, though. not the first part.
The right part.
The right part.
Left
yes.
parking or
yes.
fuck themselves. Fuck you, lefty.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.